struggles is what unites us all. To mourn and remember is September's call. Black lives matter. So December brings us full circle round to reflect on how deep our roots go down, united by our different ways to be. The calendar for peace holds a people's history day by history.
Colleen Coteau here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway did Alice in the Bluegrass. Charge once again to you if you knew that we were looking for Alice in Wonderland, and now a little time for this here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate good at any hospital for a lobotomy. Rather thoughtful. Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and golden, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Yep. That's Tom Lehrer. As we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and the brand new slbradio.org/radio.
Second place, don't get it, son. The winner gotta come in first. There ain't nothing worse than taking a drink that leaves you with thirst. Come on, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Come on, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Come on, Michael. Make him strong. She'll be there to lean on when the whole world's done him wrong. There ain't nothing like good loving, man. It's the way it is meant to be. You better find you a woman that'll be good to you like your mama's been to me. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well. Sometimes it's a living hell. And if you want to get to the promised land, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Say, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well.
There is the great Billy Strings, along with his dad, dig a little deeper in the well. Hello, Susie. Susie gives our brand new website 2 thumbs up. Thanks, Susie. I was looking at a version of our website from December 2000. I said that correctly, December 2000, and boy, was that fun to look back on. Some great pictures of Ricky and me and Bill Luker, some wonderful puzzles and other features. I'd pulled it out because I wanted our design team to know what our website looked like nearly 25 years before the recent design. And our website goes back even earlier, but that was the earliest version I could find that still had a lot of content on it to click through. Thank you for the comments this morning. I do hope you'll explore slbradio.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
That's Lila from our youth media Center, and you can get involved with the programs at our Youth Media Center quite easily. If you go to ymc.slbradio.org, that will take you directly to a calendar of upcoming events and opportunities. They are 100% free. Some reward participants with stipends. ymc.slbradio.org is the place to go for additional details. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for the crossword puzzle of the air. It's open. This dictionary gets bigger and bigger every time we pull it out. And the clue is random. Random. It's an 8-letter word. The third letter is O as in ostrich. And the sixth letter is D as in dinosaur. So we are looking for an 8-letter word. The clue, random. The third letter is O. And the sixth letter is D. If you need more letters, we'll reveal them throughout the next 20 minutes or so. But we'll start with those. And if you think you know the word we're looking for, why not share your answer with us? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Hello to Joanne Wheeler, who answered our history riddle correctly earlier. Joel Mavis now by request.
You can steal my money, you can wreck my car. Cut the strings off this old guitar. You can do what you will, but you won't get the best of me. You can take back the love that you swore was mine. You can turn out the lights, but the stars still shine. 'Cause where you put your treasure, that's where your heart will be. Touch it on your body, you can put it in the bank. You can nail it up in the suburbs, plank by plank. drink it from a bottle, sail it on the deep blue sea. You rock it in the cradle, seek it in a friend. Why, some people fight about it to the bitter end. But where you put your treasure, that's where your heart will be. Thinking about my friends who have gone before. I sure do hate to think I'll never see them no more. But sometimes in my dreams, I can hear them talk to me. When the time comes for me to go, my friends, to consider the snow. Because where you put your treasure, that's where your heart will be.
Snow's turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. I hate reading old love letters, but they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, that can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how it slipped away from me.
John Prine at the Saturday Light Brigade with Souvenirs. Joe Mabus did Snow on the Water. Kathy came up with the correct answer to this morning's puzzle. And she is the only one thus far. Good morning to Bruce. Souvenirs is a great, great song. Steve Goodman and John Prine together there. It's a song I've never tired of listening to. So how are you coming up? I'll give you another letter. Eight letters in the answer. The clue is random. Random. The third letter is O, as in ostrich. The fourth letter, R, as in rabbit. And the sixth letter is D, as in dinosaur. Eight letters all together. Third letter is O. Fourth letter is R. And the sixth letter is D. The clue, random. Good luck with our crossword puzzle of the air. Kind of nice here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You don't have to buy the vowels. We gave you one. There are two other vowels in this word, which has one appearance of each of three different vowels. Thank you. Good morning to John, Maddie, and Andy Birch. Andy, nice to have you here this morning. We'll give you a bit of a musical clue by way of Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon. The clue for the word is random, which is featured heavily in this song. Good luck solving our crossword puzzle of the air.
Almost couldn't get into this show.
I almost forgot Jay in Washington solved the puzzle.
I am random. Said a couple things and you can't understand them. I am random. People cutting deals and I'm never gonna land them. I am random. I can't always get a handle. I am random. From the peak of summer to the powder days. Dirt serpent always rides on top. Had big ideas and then I canned them. Pump it up, you don't lose till you drop. I am random. Said a couple things and you can't understand them. I am random. People cutting deals, I'm never gonna land them. I am random. Making in the world with all my senses, I didn't even need to expand them. I'm saying all the things to complete all your thoughts. We can think it better if we think it in tandem.
My first paragraph
of this time. If I make it out with you, then I'll make it out alive. I got an idea about a sweet place to go. I'll get the bubble wrap, you grab the snow. I am random. I said a couple things and you can't understand them. I am random. And I'm never gonna land them. I am random. I can't always get a handle. I am random.
Well, Bob in Washington just got it too. Three correct answers thus far. Kathy in Tyonesta, Jay in Washington, and Bob in Washington. Our crossword puzzle of the air. Eight letters in the answer. The clue is random. The third letter is O. The fourth letter is R. The sixth letter is D. Would you like another free vowel? Okay. The seventh letter is I. 412-200-5975. Good luck. This is Rosie Burgess now here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You can reach us at 412-200-5975.
Bring me tomorrow, a wash clean. A sun roll up and shine down on me. I'll have these thunder clouds following me around for a couple of days now. And when will they leave? When will I be free from worry? I hope today will pass and leave me on the greener grass. 'Cause it's those random acts of kindness that make my soul feel right.
A few more correct answers coming in. That was Rosie Burgess and Random Acts of Kindness. Jim in the Heights of Crafton came up with the correct answer, as did Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Bob in Washington got it. And I mentioned Kathy was among the first, as was Jay and Tynesta and Washington, respectively. And what was the answer they came up with? We gave you the clue, random. The eight-letter word we were looking for, sporadic. S-P-O-R-A-D. I see. Sporadic. If you got it, but were unable to call or prefer to simply be anonymous, well, thank you. Just the same, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
That's Grace from our youth media program, also a part-time employee here at SLB. And she's one of the many great things about the Youth Media Center, a great person that makes great things happen. Learn more about the Youth Media Center at slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Darren and Brooke Aldridge at the Saturday Light Brigade, brand new into our library. Good morning to Debbie. Debbie also knew the word sporadic from our crossword puzzle of the air. Here's hoping you'll check out our brand new website. It opened up just this past Monday. And there still are a few little kinks we're working out, but for the most part, it's beautiful. If you see any issues you're having trouble with, please let us know. In particular, if you're somebody that has low vision, or if you are print handicapped or blind, we're working very hard to make sure that the website is completely accessible. Some of those features are still being added, but if you notice anything, please let us know. The best way to do that is by text or email, 412-200-5975, or slb at slbradio.org, or let us know just a convenient time to call you. It would be tough during the program, but we'll talk with you. We want to make sure everything is completely accessible to all. We already see a few things that we'd like to update, and some are known issues we want to get hold of. We're just happy that the website is here, and we appreciate the many compliments that have come in thus far. Thank you.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Photo Contest, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
If you missed any of last week's features on the radio, including live music with the Turpentiners, you can easily find them in the catalog at slbradio.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I just saw Ricky nodding her head and counting her fingers. I believe she was auditing the haiku for today. 17 syllables leading you to one particular word, and we hope you'll be able to come up with it. Are you ready? 17 syllables leading to one word. Common options are class A, B, C, D, and K, depending on need. Once again, options are class A, B, C, D, and K, depending on need. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone. Help. When I was young, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a train of mine, I open up the door. Much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a train of mine, I open up the door.
Stand in your way. I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you
I think about where you might be. I've written you letters that I'd like to send. If you would just send one to me, 'cause I need you more than I needed before. And now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you
Saturday Light Brigade. Do you know who did that song originally? It was done there by a bluegrass group called Level Best. If you want to take a guess at who did that song, or if you know confidently, go ahead and give us a quick call at 412-200-5975. I'm confident you'll know, so I'm not going to tell Ricky the correct answer, but you can call. We'll get you on the air really quickly. You also heard the Grascals. I bet you know who did the original version of that song, Help, by the Grascals. Stuart just wrote asking about a song we played earlier, and I'm working on getting him an answer to that. Our new website soon will allow you to take a deeper dive into our playlists. I want to congratulate our flagship station, WRCT.org. If you go to the upper right-hand corner of their website and click on Saturday Light Brigade, our playlist will come up with incredible detail, including any information you might be looking for. Stu also had a guess of vitamins to our high clue. It's not vitamins. Ricky had a guess of vitamins. What was Stu's guess? Stu's guess was equally interesting. Bear with me here. Oh no, Stu did have vitamins. I should have quit while I was ahead. Gail has the correct answer. Well done, Gail. She is in Stanton Heights. This is the one I was trying to remember. Kathy, her first guess were driver's licenses, not driver's licenses. Again, our high clue is common options are Class A, B, C, D, and K, depending on need. Mm-hmm. Good morning to Bob in Washington. Four-year-old grandson Grant is going to a dinosaur event today at the convention center. They went to Carnegie Museum of Natural History a few weeks ago. Grant parenting is fun. Grandparenting. It's also grandparenting, right? A correct answer from Tommy in North Chesterfield and from John and Addie in East Deer. Tom in McCandless also has the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City has it. And Tommy in Virginia knew the song that we were looking for. Or the artist who did Just When I Needed You Most. You left me, just when I needed you most. Oh, we've got the answer to that. Let's see who's here. Hi, who's this?
Why, this is Jim from Crafton Heights.
Jim in the heights of Crafton. Do you know the answer to the high clue, or did you know the...
I do. It's a training that we have to take at work.
Ah, so what would it be?
They are classifications of fire extinguishers.
Well done.
On the type of fire.
Right, absolutely. And it takes a little, I don't know if they're easy to memorize. I think you just have to be aware that they're different classes. How often do you take that kind of training?
Once every 3 years.
Yeah, it's I should knock on wood, but I have never actually had to use a fire extinguisher unless water counts. Class A, I think, is for things like wood, cloth, paper, some plastics. Class B is for flammable liquids. Do you remember Class C? It's hard with the delay there. Here it says energized electrical equipment.
Yep. Flammable liquids.
Class D is combustible metals.
Electrical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And D is for combustible metals.
Yes, like potassium. And then K must be relatively new, is for cooking grease, vegetable oil, and fats.
K is for like cooking combustible, like grease fires and things.
And then I think some fire extinguishers are formulated that they can do multiple types of fires. Well done.
Right.
A charge to you.
Oh, thank you.
And see, the knowledge paid off. Larry in Elwood City said all of those years of firefighting training paid off for him.
That's it.
Well done, Jim. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And a correct answer to the original singer of You Left Me Just When I Needed You Most. That was Randy Van Warmer. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up, Bruce Mountjoy. I didn't get much sleep last night. Bruce Mountjoy thought the high clue could have something to do with taxes, like Schedule A, B, C, D, and K. That's actually a fabulous guess. But no, we were looking for types of fire extinguishers. And let me repeat the high clue for you. Thank you. common options are Class A, B, C, D, and K, depending on need. I did have one of those nights last night where it seemed like I was getting up every hour on the hour just to check on myself and then to go back to sleep afterwards. Now it's our pleasure. We have Mark Seep. And Mark, do I have your last name correct?
It's Seppi.
Seppi, I'm sorry. I should have checked with you before bringing you on the air. Mark is with Reading Ready Pittsburgh Family Open House. Reading Ready Pittsburgh is having a family open house today at a new free children's bookstore. Tell us about the bookstore and what's going to be happening today.
Sure. Well, let me correct you. It's actually next Saturday.
Oh, it's next Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah. So Reading Ready Pittsburgh is an early literacy nonprofit, and we just opened up a free bookstore for children called B is for Books. And the family open house is just an opportunity for us to open our doors for our first Saturday hours for families to come in and participate in some activities and get some snacks. And each child that walks through the door can take home three books to keep.
What a terrific opportunity. It's at 222 East 8th Avenue, the location noon to 3. Are
yes.
The hours, and it must have taken a while to get this together. Have you been working on it for some time?
Yeah. So our executive director, Mary Dennison, she went to Milwaukee, and they're doing something similar out there, and she came back, and she said to the team, I don't see why we can't do this in Pittsburgh. So we wrote a bunch of grants, and we got all of our ducks in a row, and we found a new location, a storefront in Homestead, and an elementary school in McKees Rocks was kind enough to donate all of their old bookshelves to us because they were culling their library. And so we moved in at the beginning of December, and since then we've tirelessly been working to solicit donations and get the shelves together, paint the space. We put in a little reading nook. Yeah, it's really great. Yeah,
it's beautiful. I'm looking at the pictures. It looks like a small library or independent bookstore, except books are free.
Exactly, yeah. Every single book is free. We also give away puzzles. We'll be partnering with schools and early childhood learning centers for story times during school day hours. And we are hoping to offer parent workshops, professional development for teachers, and if we're lucky, get some authors in there to do some story times and talks, too.
I know something that studies have shown, and it's intuitively pretty easy to conclude, I think, Mark, that even with so many libraries available for borrowing books, it really means a lot when a child can own his or her own book and call it his own. And it starts a habit of having an even closer relationship with books. Is that something you all have thought about? I would imagine that is the case.
Oh, certainly, yeah. I come from an education background. I'm a certified reading specialist. Our librarian has been a children's librarian for a while. Our program director, Megan, has been teaching at Head Start, you know, through her entire career. Our other colleague, Hannah, has been working with children. And so, yeah, we all agree that, you know, having books in the home is quite important, of course. And you're right. Studies do show that just having books in the home makes children more inclined to read, makes them more successful in school. And also, like you said, just owning this book, I find to be so important because when you're a child, you know, you're being told what you can have, what you can't have, what to do, what not to do. So there's a lot of power in giving a child a sense of ownership of something and for them to choose it themselves and to take home and to love it. I think about some of the children's books that I still have from when I was a child. And And I love them to this day, and they still sit on my shelf. So that's what we want for everybody in our community.
Well, the opening event, again, not today, but Saturday, February 17th, 1 week from today, noon to 3, 222 East 8th Avenue in Homestead. And if you go to readingreadypittsburgh.org, you'll find other hours when the new free bookstore is going to be open with activities. It's called B is for Books. Anything else you'd like to mention, Mark?
No, I mean, we're just over the moon about this project, and we've already had families coming through the doors, and I even heard one kid say, this is the best field trip ever. So, you know, I feel like if you're going to bring your kids down to Be Is for Books, I'm hoping they have the same response.
Well, here's hoping it's great. Thank you very much for being with us today, and I hope we'll talk again.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care.
More on music.
Now, this song just popped into my head. It's The Credibility Gap.
It was just a year ago, my friend, when I thought that I was hip. I made the pot in acid scene, and I even owned a whip. I hung out with that long-haired bunch, the sort who spit on flags. I talked their lingo, sang their songs, and I even spoke their bags. But you can't judge a book by the way it wears its hair.
There's the payoff.
Strip or on the hate. I single out the swellest chicks and I ask them on a date. I tell them that they're stupid when they put down Uncle Sam. Cause the way to lick the system is to kiss it on the hand. No, you can't judge a book by the way it wears its hair.
Chaka Waka Waka. That's a group called The Credibility Gap, featuring Harry Shearer, among others. You can't judge a book by the way it wears its hair. I'd like to apologize for the way it begins, which is
more on music.
That sounds like what Jay Thurber does following us on our Pittsburgh affiliate. Not more on music, the jingle I meant. Gosh, the more I apologize, the more I have to apologize. But reset, broadcasting live. Good morning to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and the new SLBRadio.org. Into our library from the Price Sisters here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is coming up in just a few moments. Paging the Sound Hound. Paging the Sound Hound. He assures me.